so that we could get a hold of him, get the understanding of what it is you want to do now. What is this new wine that you're wanting to prepare your body for? And I think he gave us that time. But now it is a time to shake that off. There's, I don't know how to say it in another way, except there is not a grace of God to stay away from church. The whole concept of people going on the internet and texting and all those, you know, we know technology is good, but technology has to be managed. God never intended the church to meet online. We are understanding, we're hearing that it's dangerous for children not to be in school. It socially hurts them. That's a psychological fact. We need to understand that the church is not meant to be online. The church is meant to gather. There is something in the gathering that is healthy. There's something in the gathering that takes place that cannot take place online. It can be a substitute, but it has to be managed. I think we've slipped into a place where people become comfortable. Listen, when I think about it, and I want to say this correctly, we use our common sense, but there also needs to be a faith that's demonstrated. It's easy to talk about faith, but there has to become, you know, a work that is attached to it. James said, I'll show you my faith by what I do, not just talking about it. So we're not crazy, we don't, you know, do nutty things, but we have to understand that we live in this life by faith. That's what pleases God. And without it, God is not pleased. And so faith requires us to go beyond our understanding, even as we, as you read this morning and we preached last week, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. It don't mean we discard our understanding, but we don't put so much weight on it that it moves us away from God. And I think we're at a point now where God says, enough, enough, enough. You know, I was thinking about the government, how they're saying they're going to build back better. Sometimes they don't understand, but they'll say something that God intends for the church to hear. God is building back better. It's not going to be a church that, how do I say this? It's not going to be a church that operates on the surface. It's going to be a church that is filled with the reality of trusting God with the results of signs and wonders. That's what God wants to do. But he couldn't do it to a church that was on the surface. It has to be a church. It has to be a people who trust God, who know their God. The people, Daniel said, those who know their God will do exploits. God wants us to know him. He wants us to know the reality of who he is. This has not been an easy time. This has been a trying time. But we know that it's in those testing that we acquire patience. Just a little update. I want to pray before we leave here this morning. I don't know how up to speed you are with Mike and Don and Peter. Peter's home. He's doing good. Don and Michael are in the rehab. Both of them have been moved out of the COVID section into the regular population section of the nursing home. Michael's doing very well. He's going up and down steps. Don is doing very well. Sounds good. They both sound good. Right now, Neil DiCarlo is in the hospital. We need to keep him in prayer. His lungs need to be, his oxygen levels need to be stabilized. And so we're going to pray before we leave here. And one of the important things in gathering together is that we have the ability to come into agreement. And this is something the Lord has really just put on my heart, that it's in the agreement that is powerful. It's in the agreement where the authority of God is released. Before we get there, I want to look at Hebrews, a scripture that's familiar to us, but I think is coming into a place where we can understand it better and realize when the writer of Hebrews put it down, why he put it down. And in Hebrews 10:23, it says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering." There's a message right there. Holding fast our profession of faith. And right now, it's being tried. Right now, it's being a decision to hold fast, stand fast. As we're worshiping, I was thinking of the apostles through the persecution, through them being in jail, through James being beheaded. They prayed for boldness. I think we need to pray for boldness, because there's something that has slipped into the church that has weakened our ability to believe. It's been challenged, if you will. And in one sense, it's been strengthened, but in another sense, there's like an overlaying thing of fear that I think is, and maybe I'm just talking for myself, but whatever, I think this whole spirit of fear has drifted into the body of Christ, because we're leaning on our understanding. We're leaning on the latest news. We're leaning on what we're hearing. We're leaning on what we're seeing. There comes a time when you have to hold fast your profession, no matter what you're seeing, no matter what you're hearing. You have to hold fast your profession, which is your confession, that we belong to God. He is in us. We are in Him. He is faithful. He has not left us. He will not leave us. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is trustworthy. We can put our trust in Him. He has never failed any one of us. He never will fail any one of us. Things may not go in the way that we think they should go, but we have this promise that says those who love God, what? He'll work all things to the good. So whatever's going on in you, around you, whatever's touching you, God says, I'm using it for my glory. I'm using it to work it to the good. I'm using it to bring you into maturity. I'm using this to bring you into a dependence. I'm using this so that you'll grow in me, so that you'll learn to be consistent in your profession of faith without wavering. Now, I think this is partly for what's going to, you know, what is happening in the world. It's not going to go back to the 50s. It's not going to go back, you know, we're old enough to remember what it was like, how life was simple and simplistic, and there was a goodness about the world. And what we see now is this parallel of darkness and light. The world is becoming so vulgar. We watched Blue Bloods last night. That was one of our favorite programs. We could pretty safe watching, a little bit of violence, but it's just becoming more vulgar. They're introducing words that growing up, I would have my mouth washed out. And it's a gradual slide, you know, from last season to this season. We watched it last night, and it's so unnecessary. But it's where the world is. You know, the world has become vulgar. The world has drifted so far from God.